For the German contingent of our composers from three countries, we go to the 18th century composer Markgrafin Wilhelmina von Bayreuth, who lived from 1709 to 1758. She was the daughter of the soldier king Friedrich William I of Prussia and the sister of Friedrich the Great. She went to Bayreuth in 1731 and married Friedrich, the heir to the throne. There she composed, painted, wrote poetry, and performed as an actress and singer. She turned Bayreuth into a glittering center for the arts, culminating in the construction of the Opera House in 1748, which in its magnificence even today reflects the former great splendor of the court. It's a fabulous many-balconied space festooned with golden angels, birds, and urns. More than a century before Wagner had the Festspielhaus built, Wilhelmina had put Bayreuth on the musical map. Her influences came from her teacher, Johann Pfeiffer, and composers of her time, including Philipp Emanuel Bach. Only a few of her works remain. Of the piece we'll hear, the Concerto for Harpsichord and Strings in G minor, it's only the string parts which remain. The solo harpsichord part is missing. It is possible that this part is somewhere in a collection of uncatalogued music. However, perhaps it never even existed. According to the then prevailing musical practice, the Kapellmeister, the chamber harpsichord player, or even the princess herself, improvised the harpsichord part from a continuo part. In the recording we'll hear, the missing solo harpsichord part has been improvised by Victor Lucas in keeping with the known themes. The strings, therefore, play the music written by von Bayreuth, observing all the precisely noted rests, and the harpsichord plays the improvised part in concerto form.